and Roll Football on Absolute Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. Matt Dyson is away, so in his place is Paul McCaffrey. Hello,
hello.
Paul.
Hi.
And it was a very interesting show today. Lots of nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of chocolate.
Lots of chocolate talk. And lots of chocolate eating.
I mean, we really walked the talk, as they say in international relations.
Mm.
We talked about it and we ate it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We just had it.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I like chocolate.
Is chocolate, for you in life,
where
does it come in the sort of league table of all the things that make you happy?
I mean, low.
Oh, okay. What does come high?
Walking.
Okay. So we're going to
say
daughter.
My family. Yeah.
I thought we'd take
that as a given.
Of course, yeah. So walking.
Yeah. Playing golf.
And when you say walking, just strolling around the block or going for more deliberate, say...
A walk into town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think walk's nice.
Yeah, good.
Did you try and hit 10,000 steps?
I don't always manage it. But then the thing is, when I play golf, I hit about 15, so it's sort of...
Oh.
You know, makes up for it.
Yeah, what would you say you average a day, steps-wise?
I can tell you, about 8,500
That's
over
really
a
good.
Year.
I'd say I average about 7,000.
Not bad.
Not bad for a man who's had his spine cut in half.
Yeah, yeah.
But I should be doing more. You've inspired me, Paul.
Okay, good.
So walking, golf.
Yep.
What else is in between golf and chocolate?
Music.
Excellent.
Films.
Oh, yeah. These are good.
Savoury food.
Oh, yeah, like?
Lasagna.
Oh, I
thought steak.
Oh,
roast dinner, pizza, curry.
Okay, favourite pizza?
Just pepperoni.
Any particular outlet?
Probably Franco Manca.
Oh, he loves a Franco Manca.
Mm. Bit of hot honey?
Not half, especially on Valentine's Day.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Paul McCaffrey in the early kickoff in the Premier League. It is Burton 0, West Ham 0. They've got 4 minutes of added on time before Burton take Premier League for now. West Ham to extra time. Happy Valentine's Day, Paul.
Oh, thank you, darling.
I didn't get you anything.
What?
Well,
again?
What did you get me?
Well, I'm not telling you now.
Oh, actually, I did. I got you a cookie.
Well, that's not really... I think you bought the cookies for yourself and just gave me the crumbs from the table.
The crumbs? Just scooped them into your mouth.
It's very nice. White chocolate and cornflake.
Yeah.
That was a first.
Well, there you go.
Really enjoyed that.
And I got that for you.
Thank you so much.
And you didn't get me.
Well, just hold on.
Okay, so we're going to preview today's games. You told me you'd done something a bit different.
Well, Matt, as you know, I usually take great pride in my sort of pre-match roundups when I do come in here. Unfortunately, due to sort of logistics, I'm on tour at the moment. I was in Newcastle last night. I stayed in Leeds and then had to drive down to Northampton to get my training. I won't bore you with all of the details. What this meant was I didn't have time to write this. So I went to ChatGPT for the first time.
How long was the train?
The train was full. The first one was cancelled.
Okay.
I mean, I said I wouldn't bore you with all of the specifics.
That is.
Will can verify this. I sent him a message saying the train is cancelled. So I had, there was two trains worth of people on the train that I got on.
Received and understood.
I had to stand.
Okay.
So if you'd allow me to get my laptop out and start writing a roundup, stood up.
Excuse me, can I just make some respect? Can you move down inside the carriage, please?
Please, everyone stand back.
If
you are not writing a roundup for the Rock and Roll Football, can you move down into the carriage, please?
So as a result, what's happened?
I've gone to ChatGPT for the first time ever. But what I've done, for a little bit of fun, just so there's been some sort of creativity in this, I've got them to write a short, humorous roundup of today's FA Cup ties, but one of them. So I've got them to do them in the style of Matt Ford.
Okay.
But one, there's a little curveball in there. I've done one of them is in the style of Roy Chubby Brown.
Oh, my God.
So I'll read them out, and then at the end, I've read it, so it's fine. Yeah, it's all okay pre watershed. But then at the end, we can guess which ones are which.
I cannot wait.
I should imagine the one where we're laughing will probably be Roy Chubby Brown.
Well, you're the one delivering it, so don't bank on laughter, pal. Right, here we go.
Good afternoon, folks. Grab your tea, your biscuit, and possibly a defibrillator, because it's FA Cup weekend, Valentine's edition. Cupid's got arrows, but Pep Guardiola's got shotguns.
Ooh.
Burton Albion West Ham has obviously kicked off eventually. They nearly called the whole thing off because the net had a hole in it, which in football terms is basically like discovering your sponsor is on the naughty step. Even Glenn Hoddle complained about the delay to ruin the rhythm. At least Burton didn't need VAR. They had social media for that.
Does that make any sense?
Of this makes absolutely no sense at all. Burnley v Mansfield Town. The Claretts host Manfield with all the swagger of someone swapping their Tinder profile pic. What? Doesn't say what for. Burnley are fancy favourites, but in the cup, confidence lasts about as long as Leeds United's away day. Ooh. Right then. Today, it's Norwich City versus West Bromwich Albion in the FA Cup, and it's got all the ingredients. Nerves jangling, fans freezing, and managers pretending they're quietly confident. It's the cup. No manners, no mercy, just 90 minutes of graft, and someone's afternoon getting ruined. Lovely stuff. Manchester City v Salford City. City are expected to walk this one, which is a polite way of it saying their version of a Sunday stroll. What? Which is a polite way of saying it's their version of a Sunday stroll. 3-0, maybe 4, zip, if the salad boys are lucky. Let's talk of rotation. But even the backups are probably better than... Right then. What? This is insane. Port Vale v Bristol City and Southampton versus Leicester City. Lower league meeting, higher league. The football equivalent of showing up at a Michelin star restaurant in flip-flops. It'll be classy on the telly, slightly less classy in the stands.
This is so good.
That's the Villa v Newcastle United. BTTS? Definitely. Goals? Probably. VAR controversies? Absolutely. If only because the referee once called Newcastle's midfielder sturdy, and someone has to explain what that even means. Betfred has already pre-built a bet so complex it includes Bruno card and Rogers cameo. A Bruno's card and a Rogers cameo. So, I mean, it can't even write properly. And
okay.
Then finally, do you want the main event?
Okay, so is this... okay. I wasn't sure if we'd had Chubby yet.
Yeah, we've had Chubby, yeah.
Was it the middle one was Chubby?
Which one was that? Norwich City v West Brom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well
done.
I just
sense it. Okay, there's more.
There is more. AI gold. The main event, Liverpool v Brighton. Anfield under the lights. This would be romantic if it was Valentine's Day dinner. Instead, it's a cup tie where Brighton tries to look threatening and Liverpool tries to remember how to score beyond the 14th minute. How pithy. Brighton knocked out Man United earlier, so they're basically cup psychologists now. And that's how we do Saturday. If you've watched all these games in order, congratulations. You deserve a medal, or at least a lie down.
I'll tell you what, Paul, you deliver it well.
Do you think so?
It's odd that you programmed it to me and Chubby, because it suits your rhythms.
I knew it.
A lie down. Well, that was AI.
Yeah.
What did you make of it?
Awful. I think, you know, we're safe. We don't have to worry about AI coming for our, our jobs.
But you're on tour at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah.
So what was it like to read out something that's actually been written properly? He doesn't like it, does he?
No. Yeah, it was a blessed relief.
That it was over.
Yeah.
Burton 0, West Ham United 0. It has gone to extra time.
Oh.
Thrilling stuff.
Just what the people wanted. Another half hour of that.
Well, I did want another half
hour. Did you?
I just want West Ham to be
lose, exhausted,
yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
I want them to win, actually, yeah. I want them to keep going through on after extra time so that they're exhausted in the league.
We've got Leicester today. I'm a Southampton fan, I should add. Were you across the game on Tuesday?
No, but I heard it was very dramatic.
Unbelievable.
A huge comeback.
3-0 down at half-time, came back and won 4-3.
Do you know what? I heard about it on the Today programme.
Did you?
When I'm not listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
We've gone national.
You've gone national. Because once you're out of the Premier League, you're basically in the void.
Dead in the water.
No one knows,
no one cares. The best league, though.
What is?
The Champions League.
Don't be...
The Championships.
The Champions League. I'd agree with that. The Championship is not.
I love it. No VAR. Loads more goals.
Loads more games.
More games, more goals, no VAR.
Cheaper ticket prices.
Not sure about that.
Really?
I don't think they go down that much, do they? It's not relative.
Well, I'm glad. I hope you win today.
Thank you.
Because you were in a relegation fight and now you're not.
No, we're ninth.
You could go up.
I don't want to. We're not.
Because you hate the Premier League.
No, not because I hate the Premier League. Because we are not good enough for the Premier League.
You'd rather get relegated.
I'd rather get relegated. I'm quite happy where we are, Matt. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Just happy with ninth.
Yeah.
In the second division. I was in Edinburgh yesterday.
Oh.
I pigged out on arrival today. I hadn't eaten for over 24 hours.
On purpose?
Yeah, because I got a flight up to Edinburgh yesterday, and at the airport,
yep.
I stuffed my face.
Did you?
But not unusually, but yeah, I had like a Caesar salad and some chips on the side. Then I had a boost.
That does not constitute stuffing your face.
Thank you. To me, it does these days.
Caesar salad. Oh, mate, you should have seen me. I stuffed my face. What do you ask? Caesar salad.
But it is this creamy, this parmesan, this chicken and
bacon.
Lock
up your pantries, the big eaters in town.
I had it with chips as well.
Yeah.
And then...
That's unusual, isn't it? I wonder how many other people had Caesar salad and chips at Edinburgh Airport yesterday.
And a Coke Zero.
Oh.
But because I've got a colostomy bag, I'm always aware. I don't want to be like getting up and down to the toilet when I'm on a flight. I thought, I just need something sweet. I had a Boost Duo.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if it was that set things off. Whoa, goal! And it is West Ham United have scored. It's West Ham United leading now 1-0 away at Burton. Sorry. I thought the Boost Duo, is that going to tickle the pipes? And
the bagpipes, you're in Edinburgh.
We get up to the colostomy bagpipes. Get up to 30,000 feet. My word.
Oh, really?
Fasten seatbelt, Samson. I need to get back into your seat. I said, got a colostomy bag. I think it's going to explode.
Did you say that?
Yeah, yeah. Go, please, now, sir. Go, go, go. Straight into the toilet. God, it was like a Jason Statham film. I was like, I'm a man with a colostomy bag. If it pops, I die.
It's like Speed.
I defied the fasten seatbelt sign.
Wow.
I was just like, I needed to get up. Anyway, so then I didn't eat for a day.
Yeah.
Just to slow things down.
Just couldn't risk it.
Popped a couple of emojis. So then I was flagging. So then I came here and gorged.
Yeah.
Cookies, crisps, a baguette.
I've got to say, I think a Boost is probably my least favourite chocolate bar.
What?
Yeah. Awful.
There's way worse.
It feels really synthetic. In a way that Hershey's can, you know, the sort of Hershey's cookies and cream. That's got a slightly odd... Doesn't feel like real chocolate. I feel the same about Boosts.
You think Boost is worse than a Kit Kat?
Oh, God, way worse.
But the chocolate's better on a Boost.
The chocolate's awful, A. And B, when you bite into it, the texture of it, you've got that sort of toffee, and the chocolate just ends up going all over your trousers.
It does if you, like, eat with a slack jaw bent over your trousers. If you close your mouth and chew...
Yeah.
Huge drama at the Pirelli Stadium. It's Burton Albion 0, West Ham United 1, Somerville scoring in the 95th minute, and then Potts for West Ham getting sent off. So they're 1-0 up, but they are also a man down. It's time now for our roundup of the week's best clips from the world of football. It is Clipbait. First off, and Gary Neville's talking about his time at Man United on the overlap this week, Roy Keane could not resist this dig.
There's one thing, Jill, I've just said about talking's a bit of irrelevance on the football pitch, but it is quiet. Uh-huh. I do think, to be fair, Rio, to be fair to him, was one of them, don't go quiet. Because if you go quiet as a defender...
You go quiet now.
Flush on the jaw from Keane. Absolute assassin. Bit of a sad one, this. Thomas Frank was interviewed just a few days ago and was very, very confident.
Obviously, there's 12 days now until the next game, the North London Derby. Have you spoken at all to the hierarchy at the club? Are you confident that you'll be in your position? Have you any worries about your job at Spurs?
No, I spoke to them yesterday, so no.
And results, performances like tonight, the reaction from the supporters, do you think that will have any bearing on them changing their opinion between now and the Arsenal game?
No.
Oh, brutal, isn't it?
Yeah, that's football.
That is football. There was chaos elsewhere, but let's talk about it later. That Man United fan almost got to cut his hair.
Day 494 of not cutting my hair until Man United win 5 games in a row. From a fan point of view, make no mistake, this has still been a really positive run. I really thought this was the time.
He's posher than I remember.
Yeah, I wonder where he's from. Doesn't sound Manc, does he?
Eton, by the sounds of things. Oh, the schoolmasters, they're not happy. Ange Postecoglou was in the building when they were recording the overlap the other day. He goes in to talk to them as Thomas Frank is fired. It was an interview full of soundbites, but to be fair to Ange, This is a cracker.
There is an absolute sort of convoy of managers with great reputations who have walked into that football club and can't about turn the...
Only one won something, though.
And that was him. Didn't do anything at Forest, though, did he?
No.
Two managers ago now, Ange. Man, he's so out of date, he's coming back in fashion. Fast. Crikey. A full round of Premier League fixtures this week. Cole Palmer, Mr. Sitter. Man, I was desperate for him to get that in.
I didn't see it.
It was unbearable watching Chelsea against Leeds. 2-0 up, then 2-2, and then right at the end, Palmer misses a sitter. This is the reaction of Paul Merson. Go, no! No!
No, Palmer's just missed from 3-2 yards. He's still standing in the goal with his mouth open. He cannot believe he has just missed. He just plays it. Oh, my God, it's 2 yards out. I can't believe what I've just seen. Oh! Wow. No, it ain't even him on the shin. It's not even him on the shin. He's gone to cushion it and he's gone over the bar. And look, he's still got his mouth open.
I love him. I love it. In a world where, like, I can't believe what I just sports watched. Broadcasting has become so shiny and professional. Just the noise he makes at the start of that.
Go, no! No!
Look, he's reporting. There are war reporters with more composure than that. Kate Adie never did that. Think of the place you should. Oh, man. Another classic week of clickbait here on Rock and Roll Football. Obviously, Thomas Frank lost his job. Daichi, gone. We're now appointed our fourth manager this season.
Wow.
Premier League record. Pereira is now.
That's a Premier League record.
Yes.
Oh, right.
That's good, isn't it? We love a record at Forest.
Not gonna, to get something out of the season.
Four permanent managers in a season.
Wow.
Count them. Nuno, Ange, Daichi, Pereira.
Yep, that's four.
That's four. I can count to four, mate.
He wasn't lying.
You don't get to do rock and roll football without being able to count to four. You feel sorry for Daichi?
I do, yeah. I like him. And I know you know him and stuff. And, I mean, my sympathy is limited.
Okay. Go on. What's gone on?
Well, I mean, I'm sure he got a nice payout.
Well,
I'd quite happily not work for 6 months if someone gave me a big payout. I wouldn't expect any tears at all. I'll go and plot up on a beach somewhere.
Right, let's have a whip round. Let's get McCaffrey off the air within the next half hour. How much would it take for you to retire?
For 6 months... $25,000.
Right, let's try and rustle up $25,000. Imagine if we got it.
Amazing.
Would you leave the building?
Yes.
What an incentive. Come on.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Still 1-0 to West Ham. They're down to 10 men. They're still in extra time away at Burton Albion. We're talking about the worst chocolate bar.
For context, just because you had a boost at Edinburgh, let's find out what everyone's favourite chocolate bars are.
I think the boost is excellent. You think it's terrible.
Dreadful.
And I worry that the chocolate set off my colostomy back. I would like to thank the staff of the British Airways flight from...
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
London City Airport. Oh, no, it is funny.
No, yeah.
From London City Airport to Edinburgh yesterday for allowing me to defy the fasten seatbelt sign. M in Pembrokeshire, who's a fellow ostomate, so she's got a colostomy bag, says the worst chocolate bars are Picnic and Lion Bar. I'm also extremely careful when I'm taking a flight because of my bag. You can be very naughty and noisy when travelling. I always eat light and I never touch pastry before getting on a flight. By which I think she means she doesn't eat it.
I know. So, rather than...
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Like the Pope sort of bowing down and touching the pastry.
I do that when I go to Greg's. What are other people saying, Paul?
Well, one here that I just cannot get on board with. Caramac. The colour alone is enough to make you feel ill. Caramac is a sensational chocolate bar.
Does it count as chocolate?
Yeah.
Or is it some sort of toffee slab?
Hybrid.
Yeah. I like Caramac.
Me too. I think they're absolutely delicious.
Karen says, worst chocolate bar has to be a Bounty.
No.
Love a boost. I think Bounty's something you get into in later life.
Do you think
like
so?
Mustard, yeah. I think you, as your palate develops, you start to realise that the value of Bounty.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not there yet.
I am there. No, I love a Bounty.
Classical
I also
music.
Absolutely love mustard.
Put the two together.
I go, imagine that, dipping a Bounty in a bit of mustard.
I had a teacher who used to dip his flapjacks in gravy. You get struck off for that? Don't think so. Okay, I'm going to be controversial now. And this used to be my favourite chocolate bar.
Okay.
I'm now going to say I think it's amongst the worst. And I mean just the plain version.
Go on.
Yorkie.
Yeah. Never been a fan.
I don't think the chocolate's good enough to not have the raisin and biscuit one. It's fine.
For me, it's always, I think, with any of these sort of things, there is a sort of calorie justification. So I just never think, like, something like a Yorkie, a Mars bar particularly, I'm like, it's just not worth the calories. If you're going to eat something like that, it has to be, the level of enjoyment has to be, you know, as such that it's going to override.
So ideally, Paul, you're at a service station or it's the run-up to Easter, which we're now in. Mm. What are you dreaming of? Ideal Easter egg.
I'd like those mini eggs.
Okay.
The Cadbury's.
They're good.
They're good. You can suck them until the middle sort of melts a bit and then crunch through the... Is anyone interested in hearing about this?
Text us, 8.15. Man City are already beating Salford City. Obviously, Salford is its own city in its own right. It's not part of Manchester. They're very sensitive about that.
Absolutely right.
It'll be very clear.
Yep.
When you're gigging up there. City already 1-0 up just after a few minutes. Burnley 0, Mansfield 0, Norwich 0, West Brom 0, Southampton 0, Leicester 0. West Ham did beat Burton Albion 1-0 to proceed to the FA Cup fifth round. Now, we're just going to finish off this conversation about chocolate bars. I had a boost yesterday. It had consequences at 30,000 feet. Paul believes it's the worst chocolate bar. I believe it's one of the best. Other people are getting in touch now. We discussed mini eggs.
And then I remembered I had a bag in my rucksack. I was travelling around with a little bag of mini eggs, which I'd bought for myself a couple of days ago and had neglected to eat.
Well, you've doled them out across the studio.
I have. We've all had one, haven't we? Yeah, we are. We're all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Someone else says mini eggs are awesome when you put them in the microwave for about 30 seconds and then the chocolate melts in the middle.
Well, does the shell remain its sort of structural integrity? That's what I would wonder about that.
I believe...
And then you could sort of like slice it in half and make a little kind of mini hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate for a mouse.
Yeah.
hamster's hot chocolate. Oh.
Yeah.
Karen says...
It'd be nice, it's like when you get a sort of like a coconut milk. It's the sort of confectionery equivalent of that, yeah.
You go to Mauritius,
yep.
You stick a big old...
Straw.
Yeah, into a coconut,
yeah.
And you feel local.
Lovely. I've had a mango margarita in a mango.
Oh, that's nice.
It was nice, yeah. And in Mexico.
Did it make any difference to the flavour, do you think?
It's a long time ago, I can't really remember, but it was delicious. I remember it being, you know, delicious.
Anna in South Lincolnshire says gold has to be the worst. One, white chocolate shouldn't be allowed to be called chocolate when there's nothing chocolatey about it. It's the cocoa milk, isn't it?
It's one of the great forgotten chocolate bars, the gold, really, isn't it? I can't think the last time I thought about that.
Well, a couple of seconds ago now. It just reset. Naught days since you last didn't think about the gold bar. Bob in Braintree says, Fry's Turkish Delight is the worst. I had an ex who used to eat three a day.
Three a day?
Her mouth smelt of it all the time. It's a pleasant smell. It's fragrant and chocolatey.
That's a lot, isn't it? Three a day.
And they're quite expensive.
I can't get past that.
Fry's Turkish Delight
that
wasn't
is.
Cheap. That was top end. Late
60 80s. Quid a week Turkish Delight habit.
God. I wonder what's become of them. If you're out there, because it is Valentine's Day, and at any point in your life, you ate three Turkish Delights a day, and you dated a guy called Bob, get in touch.
It's the sort of thing I always imagine going out of date. Like
what,
a Turkish Delight getting bought for Christmas and then just never getting eaten. And then you go, oh, I've got a Turkish Delight. And you look and you go, oh, that went out of date in February 1963.
Yes, it just feels like old-fashioned food,
yeah.
Doesn't it? I can't imagine young kids hanging around on street corners, you know, graffitiing the local school on a skateboard.
Vape in one hand, Turkish Delight in the other.
Exactly. It's just not what the lads are having these days.
No.
I don't know what they are eating these days. Flake?
I would say get in touch, but you'd be too busy playing your music loudly on a train.
Now, you may remember earlier in the show, if you're just tuning in, we played a clip of Ange Postecoglou on the overlap talking about his time at Spurs. So if you... Let's talk about former employers.
Yeah.
Jobs you've had in the past where... I don't know if you want to get revenge on them. You feel badly done, you feel harshly treated, or you just didn't enjoy it. Paul.
Yeah?
You've had a range of jobs.
I have had a range of jobs, actually.
What springs to mind?
I mean, I can't think about one that I want to have revenge on, but I can remember one. I used to work selling training videos to care homes in a company that was part owned by John Cleese. a small office in Shepherd's Bush, and the boss in there was incredible. Every time it was Friday when he handed the payslips out, he had this little routine that he'd do. He'd sort of grab your payslip and then pretend that it was really heavy and sort of drop to the floor. And then when he gave it to you, he'd go, Securico!
Oh, man, I
want to
work there! Is it still going?
I've got no idea. What were they called? I'll have to try and remember the name.
Training videos to care homes.
To care homes. So it was about, you know, when new legislation came in, sort of, oh, you have to have windows, whatever it was. They would have to, the staff in any care home would have to be drilled on what those changes were. And you could either read a really thick book, or these training videos would sort of break it down into bite-sized chunks. And then you could all sit down and learn everything you needed to know from one of those. 35 minutes long, and they're only £120. I mean, yeah.
Still got the spiel?
Still got the spiel.
This must have been like 20-odd years ago.
Oh, at least. Oh, I could tell you exactly when it was. It was 2002.
And what was... So that's 24 years ago. What was Cleese's involvement?
He was like one of the directors of the company. Yeah.
It's an odd side hustle.
It is a sort of odd side hustle, yeah.
The greatest comedians this country's ever produced.
Yeah.
It's like finding out McIntyre does like health and safety.
Mobility scooters.
Disability Act has changed. Was that McIntyre? It was terrible.
But he was so funny, man.
I'm trying to do McIntyre. I've forgotten how to do it. Training videos. We've got a training video for the Disability Act. Yeah. You don't now have to be compliant on the ground floor. You can either wade through. Oh, my children said no, Daddy. Don't wade through a document. Watch a bite-sized video. I've forgotten how to impersonate people.
You'll get it back.
Will I?
Yeah.
Maybe John Cleese can send me a video explaining that today. Big goal in the Premier League. Sorry, for the Premier League side in the FA Cup. Burnley 1, Mansfield Town 0. This is, in a way, ideal from Forest's point of view. We want the teams below us in the Premier League to go deeper into competitions so they're more tired and get injuries and suspensions and all that.
And whatnot.
What job would you go back to and tell the boss to stuff it? Text on 8-12-15. Ange has been rubbing it in Spurs' face this week. I mean, I had so many. I think sometimes as a comedian, you go through a string of odd jobs.
I mean, when I first was of working age, manpower was a thing. I don't know if they still have it.
Yeah, so it's like a recruitment consultant.
Yeah, but you just turn up there in the morning and then they'd ship you out in a minibus to, like, various factories. There was a mushroom factory.
What, hang
on.
A
watercress factory.
Okay.
A bulb farm. That was one that you actually worked for direct, and you would basically sit on a conveyor belt picking the stones out of the bulbs, as in bulbs for flowers.
Yeah.
For about £1.50 an hour.
I didn't think they farmed electric light bulbs.
Well, you never know.
They're growing the wild, these ones.
And then when you tried to get to sleep at night, you'd lie down and you could still see the conveyor belt.
Do you know what? I worked at McDonald's for a while. The most exhausting job I've ever had in my life.
Oh, yeah.
I admire people who work there because it is so physically demanding. And at night, I would dream about making McRibs.
Yeah.
Because you basically become automated.
Were you getting high on your own supply? Did you eat McDonald's when you worked there? I always think that people that work there get put off.
No, it reassured me. The hygiene standards were phenomenal.
Were they really?
Oh, my word. The emphasis on hygiene at the Nottingham Clumber Street store was immense.
Really?
Yeah. Hygiene
and
was not an issue.
What were you, in front of the house or in the kitchen?
I was in the kitchen making McRibs.
You kill them, we grill them.
There's no pockets in the trousers. And I find that a real, psychological, because you can't put your hands in your pockets. It's physically demanding stuff.
Yeah.
Especially for a feeble-bodied loser like me. Pathetic lungs. You know, I'm not strong,
I can imagine you having a really sort of, petite body, but a big head. I think like one of those, you know, the little models they used to make of Premiership footballers?
The Corinthians.
Yeah.
I've still got the England ones. But I think the most demoralised ever it was, I worked in a pub on the outskirts of town, and it had a playlist of maybe 30 songs.
So don't.
Man. And they were all
Christmas
really songs.
Next. One tape.
But at least it's Christmas songs. This was all...
I saw Mummy. I'm like, oh no, please.
Mine was... wherever I lay my head.
Oh, tune. Paul
that's
Young.
That's my home. And then, because you had a bad day. They were all like...
Not so good.
They were sad songs.
I worked for a pest control company one summer. I had a four-week contract doing sales where I had to go from town to town looking for buildings that had bird poo down the side of them and offering to bird-proof their building with, like, spikes or nets.
Great.
You know, you keep pigeons off. I was so good that after 2 weeks, they were inundated with work. So they said, well, look, we'll honour your contract. You can just go out with the pest control guys if you want. And on the first day, we went to a cockroach infestation on Bedford Place in Southampton. I swear, they pulled the thing back. There must have been 10,000 cockroaches in a place that I was thinking, I've eaten in here before.
Oh, no!
And that was it. I couldn't go back after that. It was just...
I remember... Well, I think we shared a flat in Edinburgh one year and there was a mice infestation. This is often the case. But I was up there like a few days early, so I had to sort it out. Called pest control, Ryan. It was quite a fit guy, as in like muscly.
Yeah.
And was wearing like tight clothes and his utility belt with all this stuff on
it. Oh, wait. No. 50.
And he goes, he did look a bit sort of, it was very, I mean, he looked phenomenal. And, he goes, oh, the way it works.
You're buying fake mice by the end of the month to get him back round.
Just to see him again, yeah. Leaving my own
They're
droppings
back.
Around the
I
place.
I can't see anything.
It's a big one. Because, so how does it work? So it's contact gel, so the mice will come out, the gel is poison, then it will go back and the others will lick the poison off, they'll all die in the nest. So that makes me feel so I feel sorry for him now. And he looked me dead in the eye and he just went, I don't.
Oh.
He hated mice deep down. Deep, deep down.
That's what got him into it.
Yeah, mice hate. You're a mice hater.
Mice
serious.
Hate.
What job would you go back to and stick it to the boss? Cardiff 2, Luton 1 in League 1, QPR 1, Blackburn 1 in the Championship, in the FA Cup, and it's still Burnley 1, Mansfield 0, Man City 1, Salford City 0, Norwich City have scored. They're now 1-0 at home to West Brom, and the only 0-0 draw today in the FA Cup is Paul McCaffrey's Southampton against Leicester City. Interesting. And just going back to, you know, sort of crowing over the problems at Spurs, I worked for a double glazing company. Various ones.
Sales?
Yes, yeah. Telesales. Anglian Home Improvements were excellent. There was another company that I don't want to name because they weren't great and I think they're still going.
Right.
And I remember the guy, I was like, so how much is it then? How much do you get an hour? And he said, oh, you get your...
commission.
Your minimum wage thing, requirement. But it was a summer job and I... obviously was a member of the Labour Party at the time and knew that the minimum wage had just come in and it only applied to over 18s and was a different rate for, I think, 18 to 24-year-olds or something like that. So I was like, right. I said, I'm going to get paid. Anyway, they tried to use that as a loophole to not pay us. And I went back on my own and was like, look, this is ludicrous. Like, you're deliberately misleading people.
Yeah.
And the guy called Norman, wasn't there and he had, like, he was classic salesman, big watch, convertible car.
Yeah.
A few years' time, you could be like me, I'm clearing 55 after tax, all that sort of stuff. Like, as a kid, you're like, I don't even know what that
breed,
means.
They aren't they?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I quite like them.
Bring back...
The sort of loafer,
yeah,
bad suit,
yeah,
fag breath.
Yes. The dodgy salesman.
Farage.
Yeah. I guess a lot of them... Farage. A lot of them work in recruitment seems to be where they've gone now.
Oh, God, yeah.
That seems to
it's
be...
an absolute hotbed. Another job I had, recruitment training, sales, selling training for
Reform UK, getting parliamentary candidates.
And there was a guy called Brian Tracy, I believe he's still sort of active, and he was like a sales guru from America, a bit like Tony Robbins. He'd come over and do these big seminars, which we would sell tickets to these recruitment companies for. And I can always remember, like, one of his quotes was, "The elevator to success is closed, but the elevator the elevator to success is broken, but the stairs are always open." Just think outside the box, guys. You know. Because one door shut, another one opens. It was all that sort of
stuff.
But
it's all just like, it
nothing
sounds
doesn't mean
great.
Anything.
No, you're like, I've just been fired.
Yeah, exactly.
And no one's given me a job.
Yeah.
So tell me what the stairs are. Because I'm just going to take them upstairs to my bedroom and cry.
I did a lot of sales.
Were you good?
I was quite good.
Why do you think that is?
Virtuoso. I'd sort of like be real good periods and then sort of like, you know, a slump. It's
Gaza, sort of blow hot and cold.
Letizia.
Yeah.
But
just as a footballer.
But just as a footballer, yeah.
Matt Ford and Paul McCaffrey here. Rock and roll, very much rocking and rolling. And when we can, we're footballing. Absolutely. Well, that's the name of the station. That's why we're here. Do give us a text. Where did those guys go? Did they just stop talking like that?
I don't know.
Or are they still out there now?
Do they talk like that at home? I sort of asked you earlier when REM were playing, wonder what sort of mic. Well, I often wonder this. You know, people who've got kind of over larger-than-life public personas, whether they do sort of carry that out.
Tough day at work for sure. But coming up, we've got dinner time. And then, as it's Valentine's, who knows where the night may lead. If you'd like a bit of action, text me on my personal WhatsApp. I mean, that sort of thing, wouldn't
you? Yeah, quite.
A great dinner coming up from my wife. She's cooked toad in the hole.
Oh, I haven't had toad in the hole for ages. Love that with a bit of onion gravy.
Onion gravy.
Made with Marmite, something I discovered not that long ago.
Hang on, it always is, or that's the way to do it?
That's the way to do it.
Oh, there's a goal in the FA Cup. Southampton Leicester is now 1-1.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Paul.
That will not do.
Rugby's happening today, and I know this because I got the train down from... I got the plane down, from Edinburgh earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And it's to London City Airport. So it's a different type of clientele. Business guys.
Yeah.
Lots of jeans and shoes.
Jeans, shoes, blazers, and a couple of ruddy beers.
All talking about the rugger.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rugger. Oh, man, the rugger. Oh, we're going the wrong way. Should be coming back up here for the rugger. So, well, why are you leaving Scotland then, if that's where the game is? There was a guy next to me. He FaceTimed his family just as they're telling you to put it on flight mode.
Right.
I was like, not now, mate. Yeah, coming back. Hey, kids, coming back. Yeah, all these people on the plane with daddy. He's got it on, like, you know, selfie mode. Showing the whole plane. They're all going the wrong way because actually the rugger's happening in Scotland. Oh, and I felt like saying, your daddy's going the wrong way. Your father is letting you down. But I just thought, I'm going to pretend to be asleep.
Good.
I can't handle people
That's
like
better.
This.
Very mature of you.
Thank you. Quite a leading question, but you into the Six Nations?
Absolutely not, no.
Why not?
I like Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
It's as close as you get.
Yeah.
So if one of those nations were to pull out and the song had to be rewritten, you'd be up for a Jack White Six Nations Army. But you won't watch rugby at all.
No, I won't be watching any rugby. You?
No. I've tried. I went to a few games, you know. I've been to Twickenham.
Yeah,
I've really tried.
I went to Twickenham as well to see the Rolling Stones.
I saw the Rolling Stones. But I mean, I've been there to see rugby.
Have you?
Yeah. It's. I'm sorry if anyone who likes rugby is listening. It's rubbish. and they just have to accept it. You know, they just said, look, we know it's rubbish, but we went to private school and this is just how we operate. Mm. I'd go, fine. It's just our thing. We had to take the thing that you liked and ruin it. And that's just our way of getting through life. We can't handle the fact that the working classes have football.
Yeah.
It's a threat to our deal. Because you're more popular and better than us. And like, we pay to go to private school. We need to get something out of it.
Mm.
That's basically what it is, isn't it?
I can't see the appeal. It has to be said. I just, don't get it.
Well, I'm sort of feel slightly guilty for bringing it up now.
No, don't feel guilty. It's fine.
For what I said about people listening, they might have gone to private school. I'm not some sort of class warrior. Apart from when it comes to rugby. They can stuff it. FA Cup fourth round weekend. The latest scores in the FA Cup are Burnley 1, Mansfield Town 1. They've equalised. Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
All right.
That is an earthquake in the FA Cup. Man City 1, Salford City 0. Norwich City 1, West Bromwich Albion 0. Southampton 1, Leicester City 1. Are you bothered about the FA Cup from a Southampton point of view,
Yeah,
Paul?
Absolutely. I love the FA Cup.
You love the magic of the FA Cup?
Yeah, amazing.
Do you believe in magic?
I do believe in magic, actually.
What sort of magic do you believe in?
Close-up magic.
Yeah.
And...
you think that's real, do you?
I do think it's real, yeah.
Okay.
Do you not?
No, it's not.
You know how it works.
I know how it works.
You're inside the magic circle.
Well, I lived with a man.
Yes.
John Richardson and I lived with Danny Buckler.
Yeah, of course.
Exceptional classic.
Amazing.
One of the best.
Yeah.
But I believe in magic...
It was always quite hard work talking him into doing it for us, but when he did, it was always...
When the bow broke.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. Sensational.
So good.
You've got to go and see him. He works all the cruises. And he also is a comedy clubs around the UK. But do you believe in... I believe in the magic of, like, friendship.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Coincidence.
Yes. Fate.
Fate.
Yeah.
There's destiny. I don't think I do believe in fate and destiny. Do you know what? I always find it slightly patronising.
That was a shock.
I've completely changed my mind, yeah. You know, people like Mariah Carey are like, this was God's plan for me. I want to thank God. It was always going to... You know, yeah, but if... So if God, if that's God's plan for you, that means that everyone's life is...
fitted
around
yours.
Getting what God wanted. So, you know, if you've just had bad news...
Yeah, it's like Bruce Almighty. Reminds me of that when he gets all the emails of people's prayers.
Yeah. So what? That's what I'm trying to drill down into, the sort of magic you specifically believe in. Because I think the listeners are
I wish I'd
right
been prepped for this line of questioning.
It's FA Cup weekend, the magic of the cup.
Yeah, the magic of the cup I do believe in. Firmly.
Firmly.
Yeah, and I always want to sort of do well in it. Finalists, winners once.
In your lifetime?
Yeah, I was 1976.
Born in 74.
Born is correct. Great, great maths.
The magic of maths.
The magic of... Welcome. Do you believe in the magic of maths?
Massive goal in the FA Cup fourth round. It is Burnley 1, Mansfield Town 2. Mansfield Town are seconds away from knocking Premier League Burnley out of the FA Cup. Another huge cup set on the cards. Norwich City 2 now. West Bromwich Albion 1. Man City still beating Salford City 2-0. Southampton Leicester headed for extra time and possibly penalties 1-1 there. What a time to be alive. Which is the name?
Seamless.
What a time to be alive. We're joined now by top comedian Paul McCaffrey. You may have seen him on the TV, heard him on your wireless, downloaded him on your social media. He's setting stage and screen alight. Either way around. Paul, how's the tour going?
Great. Two nights in. First night was Thursday in Stourbridge.
Stourbridge Junction.
I'll tell you what a great place called Katie Fitzgerald. And they've got, like, you know, you have in a lot of places. Very rock and roll, the owners. The lady, I forget what her name is, which is very rude of me, but she was so
What's
nice.
What's the owner of Katie Fitzgerald called? I'd have a guess.
No, it's not Katie Fitzgerald.
Right, okay.
But anyway, they've got, like,
Would you like me to talk like this, or normal?
Like that, please.
Okay.
So there's a guy that they kind of, from there, that's doing well on social media. Again, I mean, this anecdote is not great with names, is it?
I love it.
Robert
great
Plant
anecdote.
Went to see him.
Robert Plant. Yeah. Rock and roll royalty.
Yeah, quite.
So you might get some rock and roll royalty, or rock and roll or royalty. Which one would you rather have?
Rock and roll, please.
Rock and roll. Who would you like
I'll
to come
rock
see?
Rock and roll from the top, please.
Okay, who would you like to come and see you?
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney. That's what I was going to guess. Paul McCartney going to see Paul McCaffrey would be pretty damn cool.
Quite
Paul.
Something, wouldn't it? Stourbridge on Thursday, which was great fun. What a great crowd. And then last night I was in Newcastle, well, Gosforth, to be exact.
It's where Greggs is from.
Is that right? What, Gosforth?
Gosforth is where Greggs is from.
Is that right? Yeah. I did not know that. Wish I'd known that last night.
Bit of local. Could have done some stuff about sausage rolls.
Steak
or
bakes.
Or maybe a steak bake, yeah.
That's yeah. Fun.
So wait, what dates you got coming up, or where can people catch you?
I'm in Winchester on Thursday. That's sold out. That's my hometown, so that's nice. And then I'm on to Birmingham, Birkenhead, Brighton.
All the B's? Going on to C's at some point in this tour, Paul?
No. It's a strictly no C's policy in this tour.
I guess that can be interpreted a couple of ways. He's got great bands around, hasn't he, Paul?
And then where else? Swindon, Bath, Bristol. You know,
where can people get their tickets, Paul?
If they go onto my Instagram, Paul McCaffrey Comedian, or then go to the Off the Curb website, and there is a full list of my dates.
Excellent. What a time to be alive with hot young comedian Paul McCaffrey. Catch him while he's Greg's hot.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Okay, so Paul McCaffrey's still listing the savoury foods that he likes.
Am I?
Yeah.
Curry. Pad Thai.
Okay, favourite curry?
Either a chicken Jalfrezi. It's so the problem with a curry is it depends where it comes from. They vary so much.
Wisdom, brother.
Like a Rogan Josh, didn't used to mind a Madras, Danzac. But I will, a chicken Jalfrezi just with garlic naan. I don't usually have bread if I'm eating it on my... rice, sorry. I will just have garlic naan and
That's good. Scoop it.
Yeah.
I think Danzac is possibly the most variable.
Do you think?
It's completely different depending on where you go. Sometimes it's very lentily.
Yes.
Sometimes you get that lovely sort of sweet and sour.
Yeah, that's the best. I prefer that.
I do. Mm. When it's too lentily, I think, you've given me a, give me a stew here, mate.
What the hell is this?
This is lentil soup with a couple of bits of spicy chicken.
A lot of fibre, though.
Yes. It's just fascinating picking your brains, Paul.
Okay.
Because you're really on top of your game with this stuff, so you're really talking to an expert.
Yeah.
So then... In between savoury food, is it then chocolate, or are there things in between savoury food and chocolate?
Coffee, tea. Okay. Coke Zero.
Oh, yes. Very refreshing.
Yeah.
And no sugar.
Yes, I think it might be my favourite of the three variations.
Totally agree.
Better than Coke, isn't it? Way better than Diet Coke.
Diet Coke is foul.
Used to love it. And then once I discovered Coke Zero, I was like, this is, yeah.
Tinny.
Horrible. Quite an unpleasant taste, actually.
We hate Diet Coke on this show, but we love Coke Zero.
Yeah.
It's just who we are. But if you're out there and you like Diet Coke, it's fine. We can still hang. We can still be pals. Mm. So then what else is there?
Reading. Picking my nose.
Whoa. Okay, a bad habit. That's the first bad habit that's crept onto the list. And that's above chocolate.
No, it's not above chocolate, no.
Okay.
I didn't realise, this is what I'm listing, things that are above chocolate. I've been talking for so long now, I can't remember
hours.
I thought I was just listing things at this stage. Sitting by the pool.
I bet you're really good at that.
I love it.
Do you know,
I could quite happily just lie down by a pool with a book and like music for 8 hours.
What sort of book would you...
And I wouldn't get bored.
Okay. What sort of book?
A rock and roll autobiography. A novel.
What sort of novels do you like to read?
I like John Niven at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you read any of his stuff?
Is that The Moon's a Balloon?
No, that's David Niven. That's his autobiography, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Such a good title for a book, that, The Moon is a Balloon.
It's great.
John Niven wrote Kill Your Friends.
Ah, yes,
the music
right.
industry, and he's written The Amateurs, Second Coming I read recently, which was very good.
Romance? Do you ever read romance?
What, Mills and Boone?
Yeah.
No.
Or like old ones, you know, repressed ones like Jane Austen.
No.
It was all bubbling
I'm
under.
From Winchester, where she...
I've seen her house in Winchester.
Ended her, you know, ended her day sounds a bit grim, doesn't it? Saw out the autumn of her life.
And do you think that's why you read?
No.
Okay, fair point. Well, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks for listening. Leave a 5-star written review. You can catch Paul on tour.
Yes.
Across the country. And just look him up. Google him. Smash that subscribe button. Look him up on socials. And we'll see you next week. Ta-ra.
Bye.